Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
One and only Will Thiemann, the voice of Michigan State University Spartan basketball. Will, good Black Friday morning to you.
Yeah, good morning to you, Kev. I've never understood. Do you know how we got the name Black Friday? I know what it means, but who came up with that?
Who came up with it? I don't know. Is this a Will Thiemann trivia here?
No, I don't know.
Okay. All right. So you don't know either.
Where did we come up with this?
Well, I believe, I don't know who or whom, but I believe it is red ink means a loss, right? If you're writing.
Right.
And black ink is profit. So the idea being black, being good as far as on like a balance sheet. Black is good.
I'm in.
So you're. Black Friday, hopefully, if you're a retailer and you had losses for the year, hopefully you make up for them today is, I think, what the overall theme is. But let's call it Green. How about Green Friday? Doesn't that make more sense?
Green Friday works, yeah.
Yeah, Green Friday actually would take less explaining, I think.
Oh, yeah, we know what that is.
And also, green for Michigan State, hey, we had a victory. First victory for MSU Wednesday night opened up the season with a win over Eastern Michigan, 83-67 at the Breslin Center. You, of course, were there, Will. And for those of us who weren't listening to the broadcast, I, of course, was. But the way that you did it was very different this year. The Breslin Center was empty. You guys were in a different spot. You weren't courtside like you usually were. What was that like Wednesday night?
I'm telling you, Caleb, and I'll back up. We've heard players and coaches say, you got to bring your own energy in this time where there's no fans. Well, you don't really get it till you have to do it. And here's where, you know, I had seen the setup of the Breslin Center at the time. I knew where we were going to work ahead of time. But it was so different. And here's where it really hit me as different. There were a lot of things, but the first one that really got me was there's a playing of the national anthem, right? And historically, when the song is done, people cheer and they get the PA announcers gets ready to introduce the lineups, you know, all this hoopla, right? And your brain is waiting for that sound and that excitement, but it's just dead air. Mm. It's flat. It's silent.
Yeah, usually it would be responded with cheers of USA, USA. And yeah.
Not nothing.
Yeah.
And I just looked at Matt, who, by the way, we're on this platform, right? And you talk about social distancing. I mean, I need binoculars to see where Matt's sitting. He's like way over there, man. I can send him a paper airplane or something. But it was really different. And when the teams come out after halftime, you get ready for the cheering and the cheerleaders running out in front of them with the banners. None of that. Mm-hmm. And so that was really hard to kind of get used to. That it's you know, the angle's different. You're not in the middle of stuff, and it's just kind of it's sterile in that regard. But the players basically said afterwards that once the game got going, they were kind of okay. But it was these other moments that weren't there. So I think the home court is kind of a lost thing right now in college sports in general, because
you don't have that home team advantage.
No, I mean, yeah, you got your locker room.
There's no Izzone.
And so Notre Dame rolls in on Saturday to play us. They won't be greeted by 14,000 crazy Spartan fans.
Right.
That's a plus for them. When we go to Duke, we won't have the Duke crazies. That's a good thing for us. And so it's a very different dynamic. But the one thing I did do, you know, and the folks that listen, when it's time for Matt and I to take over from Dalton Shetler, I usually have a thought to begin things with, and it usually pertains to basketball or game or what's going on. But this time, my only thought was, and I had the thought like 24 hours prior, are we really going to play? Because you never know. And then it just dawned on me that I was just so happy that we could play a basketball game.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was taken away from us so fast last year. And I don't think anybody really understood the severity of what was to come. But at the end of the day, the fact that we're allowed to play this game that we love, what a privilege. And I won't say I ever took it for granted, I don't think. But I will say I might appreciate it more now.
We were talking about the Izzone there when you talk about the home court advantage that MSU usually has. Let's talk about the man himself, Izzo. You've been in contact with Tom. How's he doing?
He's doing okay. I mean, he's back to work. He's pretty open about it. He didn't have all of his strength back yet. But, you know, he's doing okay. I got to tell you what, I mean, there's nobody, I mean, he's been a spokesman for our state and safety and wearing masks and all these things that the doctors tell us will help. He's been in front of all that. He's been outspoken about it. I can tell you the Michigan State men's team and the athletic program in general, you talk about careful and testing and doing the best they can. These guys are incredible. The medical team at Michigan State is unbelievable. But when Tom got it, when he got the virus, I'm like, how is that possible for somebody so careful? It didn't spread. Nobody else got sick on the basketball team, which was good. But at the end of the day, he's doing okay. I'm sure he didn't get up this morning and run 10 miles, but he's on his way back. And he's at the helm, so to speak.
On Wednesday night's game, Will, let's talk about some of the good things later. Let's first talk about where the Spartans need to improve. Obviously, they won against Eastern. They kind of ran up the score in the second half, but it was very tight there to begin. When you look at this team, Will, what do the Spartans need to do to make sure they're ready for both a Notre Dame this weekend and a Duke on Monday?
You know what, Caleb, I think you just got to do what they do. The matchups, even though the talent level will be much higher in the next few games, but, you know, the Eastern Michigan zone is pretty good, and you can win by 50 and look bad. They just do that to you. But I guess the biggest thing they've got to do is they got to concentrate on these new lineups, because Tom is throwing a lot of different lineups out there, which causes problems, which causes turnovers. And so, you know, we have like 19 turnovers. That's crazy. But we also shot great, rebounded well. But if you're asking me what they got to work on besides just getting used to each other, which is normal this time of year, a little more control of the basketball. But that's been a theme for years. We try to get up and down, and some silly things happen. But the biggest thing, the turnovers are created by all the different lineups. And the greatest thing that happened, that had to happen, was Josh Langford. He's been out a year and a half and was told he would never play basketball again because of his chronic problem with his ankle and leg.
Mm-hmm.
Started and played.
Isn't that an amazing story?
Huh?
That is just incredible.
Yeah. And he's an incredible individual. He just is, on and off the court. And then Joey Hauser transferred from Marquette. These two guys, and he sat out last year, they just needed to play. And they looked great in practice. Hauser openly admitted he felt like a freshman. He was nervous. I'm sure Josh was too, to a point. And there's no Cassius Winston out there. There's no Rutter. I mean,
yeah.
But all great teams lose great players, and that's a great player that MSU lost.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the end of the day, you know, foster lawyer, started at the Point. He has a great mind for basketball. He shot like crazy. He made 6 threes against that zone, 6 out of 10 shooting, pretty good. But
what about Aaron Henry?
Well, he was good. It's funny, in the postgame show with Tom afterwards, Coach Izzo said, you know, he didn't have many points, but he had 7 assists, tying a career high. And he said he played a great floor game. He showed wonderful leadership, played a smart game. He actually thought that he was the best player for us on the floor against Eastern, as opposed to, say, Foster Lawyer, who had a career high 20 points and that kind of thing. So he played great.
I think he's one that he's definitely one to watch, isn't he?
Who? Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's – well, some players are just smooth. They just are. And they have a way of making some things difficult look pretty easy. He's one of those people.
Yeah.
But at the end of the whole thing, the Big Ten is so good right now at the top. But I just think when Coach gets – when he gets that lineup dialed down a little bit, you're going to see Joey Hauser and Langford, and we mentioned Henry, and this whole cast of characters. This team, I think, is going to be really, really special. I really do. And so now you just got to hope you can stay healthy and play your schedule.
Yeah, and you mentioned Cassius Winston and talking about someone who's special. Obviously, he went into the NBA draft. I think, what was it, Oklahoma that he ended up?
I think he's with the Wizards now.
Okay.
I think he got traded. Isn't it great you get drafted then traded?
I didn't catch that he got traded then.
Yeah, and Tillman got traded too. He's in Memphis. So
those two were just incredible last year, and my heart is still wrenching over the fact that they never got to play in the Big Dance last spring. It just seems like that just got stolen from them, you know. I don't think I'll ever get over that.
Yeah, and the pandemic stole something from all of us on all walks of life. That was just one piece of it. And if you would have seen us practice the morning we were going to go to Indianapolis on the bus for the Big Ten tournament, you would have looked at us and went, "I've never seen a team look this ready for postseason in a long time." We were coming. Cassius' game was coming back. Mentally, he was dialed in again. And we were really looking unbelievable. The bus is loaded, and then the bus is unloaded. Mm. And then later, Tom tells us it's over. And you're going, what does that mean, over? Well, what it means is it's over. We're done. And I don't think it sunk in when he told us that, to be honest with you. But we had advance word before the public knew, and it was just, you know, you come home and you don't even know what to do. And, you know, anybody does a game, they have their notes and they have their little routine and they have a way they prepare. Well, the piece of preparation for our game at the Big Ten tournament, I still have it. I will frame it.
Mm.
That is as the game that I never got to do.
Right.
And so it is sad, but we did get a full season. They did get their third Big Ten championship. We did get the banquet where they were honored as they should have been. That was good. And so we got some of the things in, but this was a team that could have won the national championship. I thought we were locked to win the Big Ten tournament, but me and you both know, and everybody listening knows, being good is one issue, but you got to be a little lucky too, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to have that little piece of magic that goes with it. Our last tournament in Virginia should have lost 3 times. But they had that little bit of magic that got them a national championship to go along with their skill and great coaching. Just like the year before that, they had no magic, and they became the first guy to lose to a 16 team. So, you know, you just never know about these goofy things. But we looked ready.
So,
and we were just dialed in.
Speaking of, and we're talking to Will Thiemann, the voice of Spartan basketball. In the last few minutes here, Will, let's talk about looking ahead to March Madness. There's talk about Indianapolis, as you mentioned, not just for the Big Ten, but for the actual March Madness, you know, whole 64 rounds or whatever are supposed to be played in one city. What do you think of that? How can they pull that off?
Well, I think they're looking at the region, and I don't know. You know, it's like every day is a new day, so I don't know. But I do know one thing. They must believe we have enough, you know, facilities and hotel rooms to get this done. But the real key is they're trying to cut down travel and exposure. And so I really like that part. They're just trying to figure out a way that, you know, Michigan State doesn't have to fly to Anaheim and then fly to Cleveland, then mm-hmm. fly to Indy, that kind of thing. They just think it's safer if we can get everybody sorted together and hanging out and staying isolated. Just a little bit like, I mean, the NBA and the NHL yeah. showed us the way. Now, I don't think we can quite have those kind of bubbles, but we can be smart about it. So I like that part. How's it going to work? Well, I don't know. It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
Is there going to be a Big Ten?
What'd you say?
Is there going to be a Big Ten tournament?
Yeah, okay. It's scheduled.
Okay. They don't have any plans on that just yet? Or
no, I haven't looked much past the Notre Dame-Duke games. But, yeah, I mean, it's on the books.
Okay.
I mean, except for no fans, which is like, okay, that's kind of a big thing. But technically speaking, in terms of scheduling and playing games, it's kind of business as usual in that regard. So what makes it not usual, are all the teams going to stay healthy? I can't imagine everybody's going to get through their whole schedule without a couple hiccups. I think there's all kinds of bumps in the roads we don't even know about yet. But on the other hand, we also know around the corner, it looks like we have a vaccine coming. It looks like there's help. The cavalry's coming. Now we just got to get there and be smart about it.
We always run short on time, Will. It's always bound to happen when we get you on because I just love talking to you so much. And we didn't get a chance to talk football, and we won't have time. But just for our listeners, just so they know, tomorrow, 2:30 p.m. is when the coverage starts, MSU versus Northwestern. And then you're going to go straight from the end of the Northwestern game into the Notre Dame basketball game, right?
Yes. And so our math tells us that we'll have a short pregame, but we won't miss tips. So, I mean, think about what it would be like in East Lansing if we had fans. We'd have Northwestern for football, and they're going for a West Division title. And then here comes Notre Dame for basketball.
Wow.
What a weekend it would have been, huh?
It's going to be an exciting game, at least on the radio. We'll have both of those games for you right here on WPHM. And, well, we got to call this a wrap for this time, Will, but we certainly will get you back on again, and we'll be listening this weekend to you, all right?
Well, thank you, Caleb. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving.
I hope so. Hope you did too, Will. And that's Will Thiemann, voice of Spartan basketball. This is 1380 WPHM.